Hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. It's time to talk about hair. Let's talk about the top hair care trends, what you need to be trying for your hair this year, things that you haven't done. Maybe you've heard of sulfate-free shampoos, hydrating conditioners, all the various hair oils. Taking your hair health seriously is really important, because by the time you realize your hair is thinning, you may already have lost 30% of your hair permanently. And hair care is nothing new, but there are new trends circling. So I want to bring your attention to a few of these amazing new trends, new products, and things you might want to put into your regimen for your hair care. So let's talk about the top new hair care trends for 2023 in this week's 5-Minute Friday. If you haven't already tuned into our Tuesday podcast, check those out too. They're longer, more detailed info on plastic surgery, anti-aging, longevity, all the life hacks that you need. And without further ado, let's talk about hair trend number one, scalp exfoliation. So hair experts agree that having healthy hair begins with a healthy scalp. That's why in 2023, scalp hair treatments are going to be trending. You can't just treat the hair, the keratin, the dead product that's hanging from the roots. You got to treat the actual source, the scalp, the air. That's like the soil. That's where the roots are planted. We need to nourish and improve the circulation to the scalp. In 2022, the word scalp treatment had an average monthly search value of 162,000 searches per month. And that trend is just increasing. We're going to see scalp exfoliation integrate itself into our hair care routines. And definitely something that's super important for the scalp. When you exfoliate your scalp, you are making it more healthy. There are chemical scalp exfoliators, and there are peels that exfoliate the scalp itself, but the skin of the scalp needs to turn over. And certain ingredients like alpha hydroxy acids, beta hydroxy acids, salicylic acids, these are terrific for scalp exfoliation. They're good for the face skin. They're even better for the scalp skin. When you exfoliate your scalp, you expedite the turnover of the scalp skin cells. And that gets rid of the buildup of skin products, hair products, chemicals, dyes, and oily, old, dead skin cells that are sitting on the surface of your scalp. It reduces your flaking. It ensures that your hair follicles are not clogged by oils or keratin or debris or any chemicals. So exfoliating is a great way to turn over the dull, older surface skin with all of those potential problem ingredients that can block up the hair follicle blood supply. And this treatment is specifically great if you don't suffer from a dry scalp. If you're someone who's dry scalp prone, dandruff prone, if you have dermatitis or psoriasis of the scalp, or even super oily hair, this may not be the right treatment for you. Remember, when we exfoliate, we can sometimes increase dryness, irritation, and even oiliness. And if you're going to exfoliate, just like regular exfoliation, you don't want to over exfoliate because that can create inflammatory irritation. You should really only exfoliate your scalp about once a week or every other week. And then remember, using a leave-in hair conditioner right after might be really beneficial to improve the hair shaft strength as well as the beautiful resilience of your hair. I'm a big fan of exfoliating using like a little nice rubber nozzled scrub. I think there's some really good handheld scrub exfoliators that are kind of plastic little fine needles. You can find them on Amazon. Scrubbing your scalp with that stimulates circulation. Really great to get some coconut oil on there. It really improves the condition of the hair roots and follicles as well. Stimulating your scalp is trend number two. People are beginning to use different tools like gua sha and combs to massage and stimulate the scalp. Some consumers even use derma rollers. I know you can find derma rollers of all different sizes on Amazon. I am just putting it out there that these are not sterile devices. They are single use. They come to you unsterilized. You're perforating and puncturing the skin surface. You are at risk for skin infections. So if you're going to buy a device like a derma roller, just remember all of that. I don't think it's a great idea to buy it unless it's medical grade and it comes to you sterile. And then the problem is these things are not sterile with every use, right? As soon as you use it, it becomes non-sterile. Do you have a mechanism to sterilize at home? Not really. We use autoclaves in the office. We also use disposable microneedling devices because of that very reason. So if you're doing this at home, buyer beware and take lots of caution, and maybe you use some betadine to soak your instruments in. And if you're using a derma roller on your scalp, just be careful that you don't overdo it. If you have super thin hair, it can actually worsen hair loss. If you have a lot of scalp show or androgenic alopecia, we see this in women where the scalp is showing through at the frontal scalp area, be super careful, because sometimes when you can already see thin, shiny skin, hair follicle growth may not be coming back, and repeated derma rolling can just puncture and irritate the skin too much. But a derma roller is similar to a microneedling device. I love microneedling for the scalp. When you come into our office, if you're microneedling your face, we should always throw in the scalp, at least the face framing areas, because this is such a great treatment to increase blood flow and circulation to the skin in those areas. It really will, over time, improve hair follicle strength and resiliency. And we sometimes will inject the scalp, of course, with platelet-rich plasma treatments that can be done in conjunction with derma rolling, microneedling the scalp. It can also be done by itself. Some people believe that this little bit of micro damage stimulates circulation and produces new angiogenesis, new blood vessels, and that in turn stimulates the hair follicles to grow. Anytime we're stimulating more circulation to the scalp, it's going to be better for you. So standing upside down, that's what the yogis do. Why do we do that? More blood flow to the brain, more blood flow to the scalp. Hanging upside down from your bed in the mornings, really great. And sounds funny, but I do this. And it decompresses my cervical spinal vertebra, kind of takes pressure off the discs. It's really nice. It's like those upside down hanging tables. And I love doing that when I have a chance, but since I don't always get down to the basement gym area, I sometimes will just hang off the side of the bed, give myself that nice neck roll stretch, and it puts all that circulation into the hair, the brain. I also love to take ginkgo biloba, which is amazing for circulatory and brain circulation specifically, increased blood flow to the brain. It's all about that. Also on the frontier for new hair products are bond-building products. If you've heard of Olaplex, you might know what a bond-building product is. Olaplex went through a little controversy earlier this year, but bond-building products are hair products that are designed to repair and strengthen your damaged hair. Remember, your hair contains many bonds that knit together the keratin that forms these hair strands. Hair itself is dead, right? It's dead material that's just hanging from the live roots. So when people say trimming your dead hair makes it grow faster, it makes no sense. But when we have hair that breaks easily because it's thin and fragile, these bond-building products can be life-changing. Your hair has disulfide bonds, hydrogen bonds, and salt bonds. If you took chemistry, you might remember those. Disulfide bonds are bonds that break down from chemical treatments. So repeated exposures to dyes and chemical products can ruin your disulfide bonds, causing fragile hair that breaks easily. Hydrogen bonds, these break down from repeated water exposure. If you're a swimmer, if you're always washing your hair all the time, if you overdo it on the water exposure. Salt bonds, these break down from harsh ingredients. So bond-building products are meant to repair these three types of bonds. The common ingredients that we find in these bond-building products are small organic acids such as malic acid, maleic acid, and citric acid. According to some scientists, Jenny Thomas, a global scientist for Pantene, she says that these ingredients build ionic and electrostatic linkages which strengthen the hair's protein structure. And lipids like cetyl alcohol and sterile alcohol-based lipids can be found in these bond builders, and these ingredients strengthen the bonds that are broken due to heat damage. So they cause a little insulating effect and sealing off the cuticle and the shaft effect. These products are best if you're constantly doing things to your hair. If you're styling it, if you're heat treating it, if you're bleaching and dyeing it, definitely think about bond building products. Next up on the list is rosemary oil. I love this one because it's an organic ingredient. You can even grow rosemary in your own garden. You can boil it, you can extract the essence of it. You can also just go out there and buy rosemary oil, right? There are many ingredients to look for when you look for hair care products, and this one's been trending and going viral on social media. The hashtag rosemary oil has 211 million views on TikTok alone, with all these creators sharing their before and afters. And we see people applying it to their scalp with a circulation. The rosemary oil itself has some clinical studies which actually show in research studies that it can improve hair growth. You can have longer, thicker, nicer hair using rosemary oil on your scalp. It is a stimulating product that improves hair growth after about 6 months of use and can also have a calming antioxidant effect, anti-inflammatory effect. But if you're planning to use rosemary oil as part of your routine, make sure you dilute it. We don't want to apply it directly. Very often, herbal essences can be allergenic irritants, so be super careful and try a test area. And you can also incorporate it in shampoos and conditioners. Many of our hair loss shampoos and conditioners do have rosemary oil extracts. They are also very beneficial to remove testosterone breakdown products from the scalp. And these are definitely implicated in female androgenic alopecia. So rinsing away these testosterone byproducts is going to be helpful for reducing hair thinning, hair follicle shrinkage. So we get miniaturization of the follicles. We want to reduce that, and hair fall in general. Remember, use it only 1 to 2 times per week. And remember, of course, to check with your dermatologist and make sure you're okay to use these type of products for your particular scalp and scalp condition. And final thoughts, it's very clear that taking good care of your hair and scalp is here to stay. The hair is like your crowning glory. You really invest time and effort in making your hair stronger, richer, thicker. Honestly, if you're noticing hair fall, you're not alone. If you're noticing hair thinning, you're not alone. It's epidemic. When I look at my patients in the chair, I think at least 60% of patients have some kind of hair thinning condition, and everyone is wearing extensions, clip-ons, weave-ins, all the different things that also themselves cause traction alopecia. So you're not alone. Step one is recognize that you're having some hair changes. And step two is do something. Start treating it. Number one, take some great vitamins. Remember our hair, skin, and nails vitamins. My product is amazing. When you buy biotin and this random stuff at the True Foods Market, you're not necessarily getting a clinical grade product that's got research-driven results. So think about what you buy. And in many cases, biotin is not even a proven ingredient for hair growth. We're going to get into that on another podcast. I actually have my own hair kit. This is the KD Vibrance Hair Regrowth Kit that I love. This is a shampoo and conditioner kit that removes testosterone byproducts from the scalp. It definitely stimulates new follicle growth, improves the nourishment of the follicles. And there's a serum that comes with it too that you'll use twice a day. It takes 4 months to regrow hair. There's a 4 month growth cycle. So every product you try on your hair, you're going to commit to 4 months of blindly using it religiously before you can even tell if it works. But try the Vibrance Hair Kit. It is actually amazing. And overall, just take care of your crown and glory. That's it for now, guys. I hope you learned a lot about hair, and check out our products. You can find them on our website, www.beautybydrk.com, and you can find me on Instagram doing amazing things with hair, like the microneedling treatments and the PRP and lots of other things you can learn about. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.